When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, they said it in about 10 or 15 minutes, just after 7, and we will talk about what Gerard Mayo said yesterday about who gets the credit when it comes to the development of Drake May. But right now, the head coach of Boston College Football, Bill O'Brien, who is brought to you this week by Time Out Market, showcasing the best of Boston under one roof. Morning, Coach.
Hey, Greg. Hey, guys. How we doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You are, it seems, down a quarterback over there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, I think, you know, one of the things that I try to do is make decisions in the best interest of the team. You know, I always have to look at the team. That's the biggest part of my job. I can't look at individual guys. I've got to look at the team. And, you know, we felt like, you know, going into this week and after last game and over, you know, the whole year, the body of work, that Grayson James really has earned the opportunity to start. And so, you know, I brought both guys in on Sunday, talked to him about it. And, you know, Tommy obviously, you know, was not real thrilled about that. And he's decided to leave. And, you know, we wish Tommy the best. You know, we think very highly of him and, you know, we wish him the best. But, we're going to rally around Grayson, and we have a lot of confidence in Grayson. You know, Grayson was hurt earlier in the year. He had a labrum surgery, missed a month, came back, took a while to come back. And, you know, like I said, he's earned the right to start, and we're going with Grayson.
Is this – we've gone back and forth a little bit at times about the portal and NIL and how that is affecting specifically with you college football. Is this one of those things, you've been in football your whole life, where this is what's going to happen because there are other options that may not have been available prior to this for guys?
You know, it's funny. I think each case is different, Greg. You know, I think, you know, just like everything, everybody's unique to their own situation. But I do think that, you know, in the general sense of things, that, like, you know, you and I could probably sit down and talk forever about the adversity that we've all been through in life and, you know, how you have to deal with adversity, right? Whether you've been fired or,
yep,
you know, knocked down or whatever's gone on in your life. Life is about dealing with adversity. That's really what life is about, in my opinion. You know, life is not always a bed of roses. And so, you know, I think the transfer portal and, you know, some of the things that are happening in college football, they are what they are. We embrace it at BC. We're in it. We feel really good about our place in college football. And we're going to recruit kids that understand what Boston College is all about. And, you know, hopefully that philosophy works and we move forward. But life's about adversity and how you deal with it.
Bill, when you had this conversation with both of them, was there any talk of maybe Castellanos getting a different position at BC so he could stay with the team? Like, his build, 5'9", he's not really built like a quarterback. Was there any talk of him in his athletic ability being able to be helpful elsewhere for your team?
I didn't bring that up to him, Courtney. I all I said was, look, at this point in time, you know, we feel Grayson has earned the right and has given us the best chance to continue to win. And I told Tommy, you got to be ready, you know, because if, you know, knock on wood, if there's an injury or something happens, that, you know, you're a heartbeat away from playing quarterback again. So I didn't bring up anything about a position change, you know, Tommy feels strongly in his ability as a quarterback, and you know, he was not happy with what I said, and he's moving on. And I have nothing but positive, you know, things to say about Tommy. You know, Tommy made a decision based on who he, you know, who advises him, his family, and we're moving forward at BC.
Bill, you know, how is important is it to make sure that you're completely transparent and honest and clear with, you know, guys you recruit, players as they come in each year? Because I feel like that, to me, is the most important thing as a former player. The guys that I respected, like Belichick and Parcells, there was no sugarcoating. From day one, you knew where you stood. When you got your opportunity, if you did something with it, you were going to play. And if you didn't, they were going to look to move in a different direction. How important is that for you to be honest and transparent with these kids?
That's a great question, Wig. And I will never, ever, you know, I'm not putting myself in the same sentence as Coach Parcells and Coach Belichick, but I will tell you that there's nothing more important than being upfront and honest with the player. And if after collecting, you know, a lot of information and watching things and, you know, whatever position the guy plays, you know, being able to show it to him on film, not just tell him, talk to him, including off the field, right? Like going to class, doing the right things. There's nothing more important than being honest with the player. If you're not honest with the player, you have no chance at having a winning football team. Absolutely no chance. And sometimes, you know, these guys, they don't like what they hear. And but at the end of the day, that's my job, is to make sure that I'm telling them what I see, what the coaching staff sees, to put them in the best chance to succeed, not only on the football field, but off the field. There is absolutely no more important thing than telling guys the truth. And, you know, we think about that every day, and we try to adhere to that philosophy every single minute of the day.
Yeah, Billy, Ken Laird does a great job of that here, I got to say. Great, fearless, legendary. How important, when you came to this decision, was it to you that you did not have any division in the locker room, and how has it been received since Sunday's news?
You know, our guys have shown up in practice. You know, Sunday we practiced. We practiced Tuesday, Wednesday. We practiced this morning. These guys are practicing hard. You know, it's not a, you know, like I said to the three or four people that cover us yesterday, you know, media wise, I said it's not a big dramatic thing. Like it is what it is. It's football. Yeah. I've made a determination that this guy's playing better than the other guy, and I'm doing what's best for the team. And so, like, it's not like, you know, this isn't like a soap opera. This is what it is. It's football. It's competitive. And you have to earn your right every single day in the BC football program to go out there and play. You know, so far these guys have shown up and been ready to go, and we're excited about our opportunity to go play a really good SMU team.
On a different note, do you agree with Kirk Herbstreit and others who say that fan behavior – specifically with what happened at LSU or Texas this season — is worse than ever before?
So I really like Kirk. He and I have known each other a long time. I didn't really hear exactly what he said, but I will tell you, like, from being in the SEC for a couple of years and you know, having to be escorted out of the press box at several visiting locations by law enforcement, you know, look, these fans are passionate. I mean, it's what makes the game. But in the end, I mean, good Lord, like, you know, at some point in time, your team's not always going to win. And, you know, I do understand a little bit of what you're asking. And, you know, but these fans are excited, man. They're passionate about their teams. Look at our Syracuse game last week. I'm not sure if you guys saw it, but, like, you know, it was a passionate crowd. I mean, it was a good crowd. And people are counting on Boston College to win. And we're very aware of that. But at the same time, you know, sometimes you got to relax.
I'm hoping for a win on Saturday, obviously. But focusing on Grayson James, different in stature when it comes to Castellanos. What's been the difference maker when it comes to him and his receivers? What's the biggest change that we should be expected to see on Saturday?
I think Grayson does a good job of understanding what we're trying to do. He's very, very bright. He can, you know, he can get us you know, out of a bad play into a good play. You know, I believe in his ability to throw the football down the field. He's an athletic guy. He's a big guy. He plays with good poise. Nothing really ever affects Grayson. I mean, like I said earlier, I mean, this guy, I don't think anybody knows, you know, because it's not a pro football team, so we're not, you know, we don't have to give out an injury report all the time. But this guy had surgery earlier in the year, missed a month. And so, you know, that's part of this, right? We've got two, at that time, we had two good quarterbacks. And we feel like, you know, as he's come back from his injury, he's played better and better every week. He helped us beat Western Kentucky. He went into the game against Syracuse in a very, very tough spot and helped us win the game. So, you know, we're excited about Grayson, and, you know, we're excited about going to SMU.
All right, Bill O'Brien.
I was just going to ask one real quick question. Bill, do you, like, use a team like SMU, who was in the American Conference last year, and saying, look at what they've been able to accomplish in such a kind of short period of time in the ACC. Hey, put it together on the field, and anything is possible, especially with this new 12 playoff team system?
Absolutely. I mean, I think if you look around the country, you know, SMU is a great example. They're a really good academic school.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a good coach. They've got a good philosophy as to how they run the program. Look at BYU. I think BYU is undefeated, right? Everybody's got their own niche. And I think at Boston College, we have a very unique product, a product that, you know, is built on a Jesuit education where, you know, these guys can come get an unbelievable degree and they can play, you know, Miami, Clemson, you know, Notre Dame next year, SMU this weekend, and be developed to have a shot to play in the NFL. And I think, you know, we have to continue to find guys that fit that criteria, and that's what we're trying to do.
Speaking of anything being possible, before you go, I don't want to jinx this, but I heard from the subject of our mutual moonshot and was guaranteed that next season is a go. And there is a song, there's a song on the new album that makes a certain game apropos and perfect for that performance at Boston College. So if you and I both survive, I mean work-wise, not in the living world, if we both survive until next season.
Is this Megan Thee Stallion?
It's not Megan Thee Stallion. Oh. It's not Bill wanted Eminem, but it's not Eminem. They
Father Leahy loves Megan Thee Stallion. It'll be a real bash.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, that'll go over well.
They have agreed in principle, and it's going to happen next season. All right, so you and I, we need to plan this out and make it happen specifically for that game. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Greg.
All right, Bill O'Brien, tonight over at the Stockyard for the coaches' show. Yes.
Yes, sir. 6 to 7.
All right.
Stockyard.
Go hang out with Bill O'Brien over at the Stockyard tonight, and we appreciate, as always, you being on, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, and we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports next.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.